There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right. Welcome back to B. Mitch and Finley. This is Logan Paulson. We are just waiting moments away from Adam Peters' press conference. Hopefully talking about Marshon Lattimore and his addition to the Washington Commanders. JP's out in the press box right now, or the bullpen, I think is what they call it. He's getting ready to ask some questions. So we're just kind of holding forward on that. And I think, you know, we're all really excited, you know, JP and I, speaking for both of us, about this trade and about what this could mean for the Commanders defense, specifically Joe Witt Jr., and what he can do in terms of kind of elevating the rest of the group. You know, better coverage means better rush. Better coverage means better blitz packages. Better coverages elevates and puts Benjamin St. Juice in better positions. So really can't wait to hear, you know, what's going on in terms of Adam Peters and his perspective. And he's always so thoughtful and deliberate with his approach in terms of these trades. So can't wait to hear from him. And then we'll hear from Dan Quinn a little bit later. And then hopefully Brandon Coleman later in the show, unrelated to the Marshon Lattimore trade. But, yeah, really looking forward to that. And I think another kind of big talking point, and hopefully someone asks him out there today, is does he end up playing this week against Pittsburgh? Because I do believe that we've talked about this a little bit on the show already, that if he does play, it's going to put these guys in a really good spot to be more aggressive from a coverage standpoint, commit more resources to the run. And now the man of the hour is here, Adam Peters, press conference. Here we go.
I'll say a few words and then take some questions, but really excited about getting Marshon. He came in this morning, got a chance to meet him. He's what we thought he was as a person, as a competitor. And just want to thank really all the people that went into this, and it's a lot. You know, it's not just me sitting there making calls on the deadline day. It's really, it's months, and our pro scouting staff making calls and canvassing the league and watching players throughout that whole time. Our R&D department doing a lot of work on a lot of different players, and most of this doesn't even, you know, see the light of day for anybody outside of our building. And they do a ton of work and did a lot of write-ups on a lot of different guys. And then we had a lot of people calling around the league. And we have, I think we had Martin Mayhew, Chris White, Lance Newmark, Scott Fitterer, David Blackburn, all just canvassing the league for weeks and weeks and just seeing what we could get. And if there's anything out there, and a lot of it just goes and doesn't, nothing happens. But this year we were able to make something happen that we're all really happy about. And when you get to a certain point, you involve the coaches and they do a great job giving you an opinion of how a player fits into your scheme. And really there's a lot of people to thank. Certainly Mickey Loomis was really, really professional and really all that he did in terms of his communication and being straightforward. So I thank him a lot for the way he dealt with this. And really the biggest thing is we're really, really excited to get one of the best corners in the entire league and a guy who fits how we play. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's a dog competitor. He's, you know, he's what you want in a corner. And what's really cool is we were able to know a lot more about him with he's one, and you guys probably read a cool story about this, but we have four players from the Ohio State 2014 recruiting class now. And so we're trying to corner the market there. Those guys are pretty good. I don't know how they lost any games, but so there's some guys in this locker room that knew him already. And so that's going to make this transition even easier. And we're pumped to have him. So with that. We'll take some questions.
When did you really circle in on him? And you guys were very big on fit and free agency and having knowledge of players, firsthand knowledge of players. So when you don't have it quite like that, how do you go about settling on him?
Yeah, I think, first you look at the play style and to see does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn and he was available, which, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And, we didn't know that he would be available for that whole time, but if you wait till when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was, and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
Hey, Adam, you talked about doing the canvassing and checking the league, and obviously that's part of the job, regardless of whether you're looking to make a big move or not. But you also, when you got here, talked about building through the draft. So at what point for you was there like a, hey, we still have this my idea of building, but our record is this, the league looks like this. Was there a point where you're like, hey, we need to be more aggressive for right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're always trying to strike that balance. And I think, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
Hi. Was there ever any hesitance about spending a day two pick? And, do you think you would be in this spot or really considering this if you guys weren't having the success you are on the field now?
Yeah, I think, you're always trying to, and I'll say this probably 10 times in this in this presser, but just doing whatever you can to make your team better. And so looking down every avenue. So regardless of your record, if you can acquire a really, really good player, and right now he's making the minimum this year, so it's not super costly, and he's making a lot of money the next couple of years, and rightfully so, he's a really good player, but that's, that's the market. So whether you're, whatever your record is, if you can add a really good player and you think it's the right move for your team, then you do it. And so, that was our thought process going into that.
What makes him a schematic fit, and how does he change your defense?
Yeah, he's, I think Sammy, he fits in any defense, which is what's cool about him. And so whatever we're playing, if we're playing zone, we're playing press man, we're playing whatever it is, he's going to be able to do all that. He's a really, really smart player. He's a really instinctive player. He's physical, and those are things we're looking for. He's just a really good football player all around. And so, I think that's really what you're looking for on tape. And then you hear the great things about, how he competes. And, Terry said he was a dog competitor, and so you see it and then you hear it. And so those guys will fit in any locker room. And that's, they don't always come available. So we were excited that he was.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. You're getting a lot of praise this first, halfway through the first season as a general manager. How much are you leaning on your experiences and what you learned from working with John Lynch and obviously throughout the rest of your career as well?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You lean on all your experiences and you try to do what you think is best and based on, and you emulate some of the great things that you've seen other people do. And so I try to do that a lot with John, a lot with John Lynch, John Elway. I mean, it goes on and on. I've been around so many good people that have done their job really well. So you try to take little things and whether they did something really well or whether they made a mistake. And I was just really fortunate to not only be around those people, but also for them to let me in behind the curtain to see how they go about their business. And I'm very fortunate for that. So, that's doing this 22 years, you get a lot of different, exposure to different things. So just very appreciative for that and keep trying to do, as best we can to make this team really, really good.
You said Loomis was really straightforward in the communication here. How do you balance your reputation as a straightforward communicator? How do you balance that in these hyper-competitive situations?
Yeah, I think, it's really, first and foremost, it's awesome to have somebody who's straightforward and honest with you, and that makes things a lot easier. And Mickey's always been like, this is the second trade we've done with him, so been very appreciative of that. There were other teams involved, and so you set kind of this is what our value is, and this is as far as we'll go, and we won't go further than that. But you can push up to that if you feel like that's the right value for your player, and you're not putting your team in a bad position. So there's a lot of back and forth, and it's interesting, and you're kind of wondering, all right, do they have this? Do they have that? So it's a little nerve-wracking, but if you really want somebody and you think it's the right value, then you can go ahead and do that.
What are the mechanics of a deal like that with your head coach? Can you give us the process of that discussion?
DQ, I mean, every step of the way we're having a conversation. I'm keeping him updated. He's coaching this team, and he's doing a great job of coaching this team, and he allows me to do this, and so I'll just update him every day, whenever I have a conversation with somebody. And okay, we're looking at this player, we're looking at that player, we'll give a cut up to him so he doesn't have to search through hours and hours of tape. We'll make him a cut up and so he can look at those players. And he's got a great he's seen so many players throughout the years, so he's very familiar with guys. He's awesome at evaluating, and so he's evaluated all these guys throughout the draft process too as well. And he watches not just as a defensive guy, he watches, he's a head coach and he watches the defense of other teams. So he's got great experience, and it's just really constant communication. And all right, does this guy fit what we do? How does he fit what we do? What are the things we would need to work on? And I just can't. I'm so thankful that I'm with a head coach like that has zero ego and a ton of trust, and just fun to be around all the time. And I can learn a ton from him, and I already have.
Adam, over the last couple of seasons, Marshawn has dealt with some injuries. He has a hamstring injury right now. What type of due diligence did you do on that current injury, and what's the expectation of when he can play? Do you expect him to maybe play on Sunday?
Yeah, so, he does. He has a hamstring injury right now, and he just got in today, so we're just evaluating that. And in terms of due diligence, when you're doing a trade like this and there is a player that could be injured, our trainer will talk to their trainer. They'll allow us to get the medical records and all that so we understand the full picture, the full scope of the injury, or just their injury history, really. And so we got all that information and really just taking it day to day. He won't practice today, so you won't see him out there today. But, we'll just take it day by day and put him out there when he's ready.
We have Coach Quinn coming up, so we got time for three more.
Adam, one of the good traits about Marchand is still got top end speed at 28, but I assume this is going to be a longer term thing than just the rest of the season. So how do you evaluate players as they start to age in terms of their physical attributes and how effective they can be maybe as they slow down a little bit, especially at that position?
Yeah, that's a great question. And 28, he's still in his prime. And you're right, he's still, you know, in terms of his metrics and everything, he's still running at a really high level. And you see it on the tape as well. I think one of the things that and I don't think he's going to drop off at all anytime. I really don't. But, you know, if he did or if any player did, you look at things like how smart are they, how instinctive are they, can they make up for those deficiencies if they get to that point? And he has all that, you know, and really, to be honest, I didn't really even, you know, I'm not concerned about that. And we have him this year and then two more years under contract, and we'll address that when we need to. But he's, you know, we feel like he's at the top of his game still.
Kind of joked about the Ohio State thing, but yeah. Is there a point in the process where, whether it's informal or formal, you ask any of the guys that have connections to him that know him to consult with them about, you know, bringing in a guy like this?
Yeah, you do. And I think especially we have all those guys that we have in our locker room, that Ohio State guys are, I mean, they're legit dudes, you know, and you trust their opinion. And I think it would be probably not, I'm going to say foolish, but I think you'd be missing something if you didn't ask them and they had something to tell you that you should have known before you made the deal. So I'll keep those conversations private, but yeah, we definitely tapped into that and everything was good. I can tell you that.
Adam, if we'd asked you September 1st, would you be likely to be adding a player or adding more picks at the deadline? What would you have thought?
I would have said we need to beat the Buccaneers. I think it goes back to if whether you're, you know, 9-0 or 0-9, you're always trying to do what's best for the team. And so if that adds up to adding a player that you can add that's really good, like Marshawn, then you always consider it. And then if it's also trading a player away, then you consider that too. So you take them as they come, and I don't necessarily look at it as being a buyer or a seller. I think just trying to do my best I can to help this team, you know, be as good as it can.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!